Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards, who says the reunion was a nightmare for Erica Jane, reveals what it was like filming with her sister Kathy, and if Lisa Rinna really owes Denise Richards an apology. Well, tell us all about Smooth Glow. I love this. It seems like a really cool, new skincare routine. So tell me all about it.
Well, I am someone who, I'm always looking for the newest and greatest, and I do all my research first, and I also have no time. So I'm always looking for something that I can get the best result with no downtime. So this was obviously a no-brainer for me, and it's helping me with my brown sunspots, fine lines. My skin feels tighter, and the name Smooth Glow obviously is because I do feel like I have an overall glow to my skin. So I was so excited to try it, and it was so quick and painless, and you just literally leave right after, and it's kind of a miracle. So I'm so happy with results, and I definitely plan on to continue, and I want to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Tell me, how does the procedure work? Come and tell me the steps for it.
I did it at Nurse Jamie's office, who, I trust her, and I've been going to her, and she knows I am the biggest wimp with everything. So she's like, trust me, you're going to love this. It's pain-free. And it's just like a little wand that goes over your face with a light. And I guess what it is, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but the way she describes it is she'll zap with the little wand, but your skin thinks it's getting injured underneath. So it makes it produce more collagen to repair. So, you've got new collagen coming in, your skin is looking plumped up, it gets rid of the little brown spots and fine lines, and you're in and out and no downtime.
That's
people
great.
People always think I've done all these things to my face. I read online, and I have friends who are doctors that'll say, look at this question and say, what did Kyle do to her face? I don't have time. I really don't. I mean, if I was going to do anything major, I'd have to tell everybody, because where am I going to hide for 6 weeks?
Right. That is true.
And I tell people about my nose. I'm because I don't have time. So I'll just do it on camera. Right. That's why I love these no downtime, lasers like this. It's just amazing. I cannot say enough great things about it. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like if you keep doing things like this, you won't need to do the major things.
Right. Is it frustrating that people keep saying you've done stuff to your face, but you just take care of yourself and, do procedures that kind of help a little bit?
I am very, very honest about everything I do. Nice. 100% honest. Yes, I had my nose done, but I do get frustrated when people think I did so many more things that I have done. No, they're like, oh, she got her boobs done. No, I actually didn't. These are my boobs. I've never had my boobs done. I don't have implants. Never had, never will. Mm-hmm. So, and then you defend yourself and they don't think you're telling the truth. So I just let people talk. It is what it is.
Sometimes it's just better to let them do that. Right.
I guess it's a compliment if they think I did all these things, but, it's fine. I will always share with what I do, because I come from a family of all women. I have all daughters. I like to share that information with other women. Nobody, you know, looks perfect. None of us are perfect. But, you know, help a sister out. Talk what the latest and greatest is. So
totally. I mean, what is your daily skincare routine?
My daily skincare routine. Well, my mom always, you know, was fanatical about teaching me about, you know, washing your face. And, you know, my mom used to even say, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, use the bathroom, grab an extra cream, put it on your face. I was like, I can't be doing that. I'm way too tired. But, you know, I always cleanse my face no matter what. And I will alternate between using just a very heavy moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And then a couple nights of the week, I will do a glycolic, like 10%, just to take off like the top layer of dead skin. And I try to go without makeup, you know, in the day as much as I possibly can. Like I'm usually with no makeup on. Mm-hmm. And it works for me because my husband doesn't like makeup. So it gets to the point where like, you know, I will, you know, when I'm shooting and I am like all done up and I have like lashes on, mm-hmm. I will catch him glimpsing at me, not in a good way. I will get me like, and I can tell, I'm like, I know it's coming off later. Leave me alone.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure in the days where you're not shooting, you're like, I don't want to even be in glam. I don't want, cause you're like always like full glam when you guys are shooting.
I cannot tell you. I'm the worst, customer, client, whatever, because when I'm getting my hair and makeup done, it makes me crazy, which is why I usually do my own makeup because all the poking and prodding, I get like anxious. So a lot of my friends be like, oh, we already have our hair and makeup done. Let's go out to dinner. I'm like, no, I need to go and scrub this off my face.
Yeah, seriously.
Done. It is off of my face.
It makes you feel so much better. Obviously you mentioned your daughters before and you've been, you know, in the spotlight since you were a little girl, but your daughter seems so grounded. How do you and Mauricio make it seem, you know, give a normal life to your girls and make it seem like they're so grounded?
Just, having it be an open conversation, mm-hmm. you know, with each of my kids, we had different circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, when, my husband and I were first married, we were, you know, I had to like have a babysitter one night a week for us to be able to do something because we were not in the financial position to have live and help or anything like that. So, you know, with each kids, we had, a different circumstance. Mm-hmm. And then as you know, we started to become more successful and it was actually concerning to me. So it was an open conversation, you know, we weren't always in this position and your sisters didn't have this. And, you know, many people don't have, you know, what you have, we have to be grateful. We have to give back, you know, something I think is really important to do. And I've done this with all of my kids is each year we sponsor a family from Children's Hospital, Los Angeles, mm-hmm. where we get their wish list of Christmas gifts that they want. And sometimes it's, you know, simple things like pencils and socks. And my kids are, you know, like, you know, taken aback by, you know, and I, you know, it's important for them to know that. Yeah. And we go and we buy them these gifts and it feels so good to, you know, drive them to these people's homes and, you know, give them whatever their video games and all the fun things in addition to their such a humble wish list, you know, that, you know, all that stuff's so important and it makes an impact on them and forms who they are as a person. So we make a point to do that.
I think that's great. I think that's fabulous. I know that obviously the big finale of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was last night, you know, ended, you know, pretty calmly with a nice little bow. I felt like almost.
Oh, I was shocked too, but it was still like, you know what that means for me? You know what I hear? Great. All these unfinished business coming next season. That's what the way my mind works.
Totally. How are you feeling now that the season is over? I know that you've obviously the reunion is coming up, but how are you feeling now that season 11 is behind you?
Oh my gosh. I'm so exhausted. I don't even know how to explain it, you know, and I've just been, you know, doing press for Halloween, the movie. It's so much more draining, you know, when you're filming a movie and you're acting, you have a script. It's just like invigorating and you have this like high. And then the Housewives is so emotionally draining. When we shoot the reunion, every single one of us, I mean, we will text each other and check in with each other. We can't leave our beds. Mm. It's the weirdest thing. And I feel silly saying that because, you know, people be like, oh, please. But it's so emotionally draining. It's like, it feels physically draining. So I'm really happy to have the season behind me. I don't think I've ever not been happy to have a season behind me.
That's true.
I never once in 11 years said, oh, shoot, I wish that season could have kept on going. It was so great. So I'm happy to have it behind me and just have, you know, well, I would normally have a window of a break, but I don't right now because of Halloween.
Yeah, I know. And we spoke all about that yesterday, which I told you, I absolutely love the movie. It was fantastic. It's so good. It's definitely going to live up to the expectations and scare a lot of people.
Fanatics, you know, who love that genre, they're going to go crazy. And like I was talking about yesterday, you know, the Housewives fans, you know, all of a sudden becoming Halloween fans, and the Halloween fans were becoming Housewives fans. It's such an interesting, like, merge, you know. I'm like, it's fascinating to me because there's such a different demographic, but now they're like, hey, we're all one big family.
Totally. It's a crossover event. I love it. You know, we saw the trailer for the reunion, and so explosive, and I cannot wait. But did your opinion of Erica change after the reunion and even watching back this season?
Well, see, my opinion of Erica has always been the same. Erica has been nothing but a great friend to me, and supportive and kind. I know that she puts on a tough girl act, but she is a very sensitive person. And I think with so many people who don't know her coming at her, she's kind of had to put up the shield, you know? So the one thing I will say about the reunion is there were some things, because there are a lot of things I didn't get that were not clear to me. And it's hard when you're talking on camera, and she's probably nervous about what she's saying. She's talking about people who not signed up for the show. You don't know what's going through her mind, and the audience doesn't always get that. But I could tell she was nervous, and that's why some of the stories were probably confusing for people. So, you know, but a lot of those questions were answered at the reunion. So I think, you know, there's a lot of things that people have been talking about. They're going to find out, oh, I get it. Okay. That makes more sense. So I was happy for her in that sense, even though it was very difficult for her. I mean, the 4-part reunion is, you know, because of all this crazy stuff that has been going on.
Or were you surprised, like, Andy brought the heat like that, like with some of those questions?
No, I was, honestly, I was like, my God, this is like relentless. But he, you know, he has a hard job. You know, he knows the audience is expecting these questions and expecting answers. And I know it was hard for him. I mean, my makeup artist who was there, she was like, I was feeling so bad for Erica. Oh my God, that was like a nightmare for her. And I'm like, he has to ask these questions.
How did she feel after that? Did she feel like, you know, okay, I said what I needed to say, or was she like kind of, oh my God, I can't believe he went there.
Leave our bed for a day or two. She probably couldn't for 2 weeks. it was very, very difficult for her. It's never easy for anybody, but she was for sure the person that, you know, had the hardest time in this reunion. Absolutely.
Yeah. How's your relationship with Sutton after this season?
You know what? We always got along. You know, she's so funny. She can be like sarcastic or dramatic, and she'll say things. But we had a little blip here and there, but never, I mean, we always even fixed it by the end of the, you know, what we were shooting. So we get along great. I immediately liked Sutton when she came into the show. I love, you know, her kind of quirkiness, and I get her sarcasm, which not everybody always does. She was a little frustrated with me for trying to get her to say what she'd said to me, right, to Erica. And it's kind of hard to explain in the moment, but like, just as someone who's been on the show this long, I know that if you say something, you know, shooting with one person, and you say you're going to say it over here and you don't, the audience is waiting, expecting that. And then they're just going to say, you're two-faced or this and that. So I was like trying to say, like, trust me, this has happened to me. If you don't say now what you said, but you know what? I should not have pushed her to that degree. And next time I'm just going to be like, hey, you're on your own.
But you know, you make up a good point though, too, because I mean, you're keeping the narrative going. You've done this for many years. You know what, you know, even though people might think like, oh, you're instigating a fight, you're like, no, I know what I'm doing. I got to keep this story going.
Well, if I didn't try to get her to do that, what would the audience be saying? Like, I thought Sutton was going to say this to Erica. But guess what? Let that be on her next time. I don't know why I was trying to feel like I had to help her say, because it also frustrated me because I'm friends with Erica and Sutton.
Right.
And obviously I've known Erica longer, but I adore Sutton. Yeah. So I was like, you know, this is a really hard position to be in, but I didn't like seeing that. I felt like Sutton was being intimidated.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, like, Erica's not as tough as she seems. Like, it's okay. Speak your truth. you know, but I don't know. I always feel like I'm trying to be the peacemaker and then it, you know, sometimes it backfires. So you know what? She's on her own next time. I just want to say it. It's fine with me. You know what? You know, everyone, I'm not going to be the peacemaker.
No, totally. I mean, how would you feel, you know, after all is said and done and, you know, if things do come to light that Erica knew about things that she said she didn't, how would that make you feel?
If I were to find out that Erica did know all this and was, I would be extremely sad and disappointed. Yeah. And, you know, but I just, I don't feel that. I really don't, you know, and I mean, I know so many women who don't exactly know what goes on in their husband's business, mm-hmm. and women who sign papers their husband asks them to sign and they don't really know exactly what it is. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find one woman whose husband says, here, sign this. It says, let me have a lawyer look at it and I'll get back to you.
No, I
asked a room filled with women this and not one person said they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's a lawyer. So that stuff is, you know, it's not even legal for him to go home and talk about this stuff. There's client, you know, privilege. So whatever it's called, you know,
client, confidentiality.
Yes.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
You know what it is. So I just don't, and you know, they never had a level, you know, relationship. He always treated her like she was here. So I just don't think that. But yeah, if that were the case, of course I would be very sad and disappointed.
Totally. Just to wrap up the Erica talk, I know that you responded to Camille and Lisa Vanderpump's accusation that you were the one to spread the rumors at the baby shower. Do you think that this is a way for them to maybe try to get back on the show? Like, is that what it seems like to you?
It seems to me like, well, somebody wants their jobs back. Looks like somebody wants their job back. I mean, everybody that was at the shower texted me and said, you were hosting a baby shower and dancing on tables. I never even saw you speak to Camille for 1 minute. Mm-hmm. And I said, exactly. But I know exactly what they're doing. So I'm not even going to give this oxygen, you know? And then Lisa Vanderpump chiming in. Oh, well, you know, of course she did. You weren't even there. So to me, it was very calculated. Mm-hmm. Erica, you know, didn't buy it for a second. I spoke to everybody. And I just was like, honestly, I'm too busy, you know, promoting Halloween right now and, you know, doing this press junket. But then sometimes you just have a weak moment where you're like, oh my God, please. These two talking about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills more than I actually am. By the way, thanks for the press though.
Right. Do you think that they would ever be welcomed back?
By whom?
I don't know. Andy, maybe?
I think that this is what I think. I think that our show is number one on Bravo right now and we're good where we are.
Yeah.
And you know what? Lisa's about to be a grandmother. You know, I'm happy for her. She should go and be happy and enjoy her life. I don't know why she's tweeting, you know, things that aren't even true about former cast members. Like, let's grow up. We're all adults here.
Yeah, definitely. I was so happy to see Kim at Porsche's bat mitzvah. I know we don't see her out and about that much, or at least, you know, publicly in photos and things like that. And I know that, you know, at the end of the finale last night, they said that you got Kim's new phone number. So it seems like things are good. How is she doing?
She's good. She's good. She was a little nervous, you know, about being in public these days, but mm-hmm. she's doing really good.
Good. And I love Kathy was such a wonderful addition to this season. I mean, it seems like you guys have a moment at the reunion as well, you know, based on the trailer and things like that. It was an emotional reunion. And I also loved her written receipts that she brought.
She is so funny. Well, first of all, yes, it was a very emotional moment. You know, she holds a lot in. She's a very emotional person, but she holds a lot in. And, you know, something came up and she just lost it. And then, I mean, she was honestly like sobbing, like her whole body was moving. So I was like, just trying to hold her. And it was a tough moment, you know, and it's weird to have those moments with so many people watching, but, by the way, she's so funny. She shows up to the reunion, bringing a purse and sitting down, then opening her purse. And I'm like, we're all laughing that she has a purse. But then again, I'm like, wait a minute, why are we laughing? Like, why the hell haven't I ever brought a purse all these years? You want your lip gloss, you want your phone, like the one who's got it right. So she pulls out this paper, like not even on her phone. And I mean, the writing is this vague. I'm like, everybody can see what that says. Put that back in your purse.
I love that. Does she get controversial at the reunion? Because we didn't really see too much controversy with Kathy this season.
No, she doesn't. No, she's not. You know, she's fortunate in the position she's in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she came in as a cast member and not a full-time housewife, which, you know, she got to know all the ladies. And I feel like as soon as anything got complicated or tough, she kind of like disappears.
She's like, I'm out.
Oh, nice.
Totally.
Sleep in today. Okay. And you're going to skip the, you know, our excursion. Nice.
I love it. One more question for Us Weekly. Do you think Lisa owes Denise that apology that Garcelle said that she should reach out?
I thought that she already did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying this to be, I honestly could not tell you because I don't remember now. She wasn't on last year, right?
No.
I'm getting the seasons confused.
Oh no, she was on not this past season, the season before. Yes.
Okay. So she's on the season before. So, I can't even remember how we ended there, but I know I remember seeing like a conversation where she apologized and, mm-hmm. I knew that Rena had said she felt bad about it. So I'm not 100% sure. I think Garcelle maybe wants an additional one. Okay. I don't even know.
You talked about a little bit about this before. You have been extremely open about, you know, plastic surgery and what you have done, what you haven't done. What makes you want to be so candid and open with fans about that?
Well, I'm an honest person. So mm-hmm. for me, you know, I would feel weird for me to like be presenting this, you know, to my face and be like, oh, this is just what, you know, how I look all the time. And I'm a girl's girl. You know, I grew up with a family of all women. I have all daughters and I like to share. I like to share, you know, what I'm going through, you know, what my issues are. I share about my anxiety. You know, I share about I have gray hair and I have to color it every like 10 days now. I would never, you know, to me, when I see people who are looking perfect and pretending like that's just the way it is, it gives me rage.
Totally. Me
too. So I'm honest about that. You know, I'm honest about that because we all are so hard on ourselves as it is. And you know, when you see someone that you think, oh, they normally look so amazing, you're like, oh, they look like crap this morning. Thank God. You know, like we're all in this together. We're just trying to do our best.
Totally. I think you may have teased that Kim might return to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills one day, or maybe you'd want to. Do you think that she would ever do it?
Well, people really want to see the three sisters together. I mean, I've gotten that question so many times while doing press for Halloween. And I do think it will happen. Last year was difficult because of COVID and there was not a vaccine yet. And she was very nervous because she has two beautiful grandchildren. So I think now that there's a vaccine and she's starting to feel safer that we can make that happen.
I'd love that. You obviously there was a lot of drama this season, but have things cooled down between you and Erica and things like that? I mean, and you guys were pretty much on good terms throughout the whole season, pretty much.
Well, she was hurt after she watched the show and, you know, saw that my husband Mauricio and PK making some jokes and Dorit and I laughed. I mean, I knew when we were shooting that scene, I was just like, I mean, you see me in the scene covering my face like, oh, my God, oh, my God, mm-hmm. because I knew she was going to be hurt by that. It's so hard not to laugh. PK makes me laugh so hard. He's so funny. And then my husband was laughing and it was like contagious, you know, I mean, he just makes inappropriate jokes that make me laugh. So I felt bad, you know, and that hurt her feelings. And, you know, when you have the whole world coming after you that don't know you, the people that do know you, you expect more. And I understand that.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I apologize to her. We dealt with that at the reunion and, mm-hmm. you know. I'm happy that we are in a good place now.
Definitely. Is Lisa so happy that Amelia and Scott Disick broke up?
I mean, I think she's thrilled. I mean, what did she posted like a picture of Harry Styles like the next day. I was like, oh my God, Lisa, you never know what she's going to do.
Totally. I know that you and Kris Jenner are really good friends. Life Style wants to know, what are your thoughts of her relationship with Corey and what makes them such a good match?
You know, well, he just worships her and, you know, he treats her like a queen. He always makes a point to, you know, he really does put her on a pedestal. And, I think that feels good to somebody, you know, when you know, she's gone through a lot and she's got a lot of kids. She's always the caretaker. So to have someone who loves you like that and take care of you like that, and, you know, and they're both a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, they're lovers of life and, you know, I think they're a great couple.
Congratulations again with the movie and everything you have going on. So many exciting things. And I really appreciate you taking so much time and speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Around with the Housewives. But if you need your housewives fixed before then, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.